Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm here to answer your questions. And that was Alicia Keys with A Brand New Kind of Me. So we're kind of having a brand new kind of me away from the Living Clay Company, as the clay company was sold. So now I'm independently continuing the teleseminars, continuing to answer questions for you. And the new book should be out in January, and I do have a website for the new book. And we, instead of About Clay right now, you can't find the aboutclay.com for information. So I have a new information site, and it is bentoniteclayinfo.com. www.bentonite, B-E-N-T-O-N-I-T-E, clayinfo.com. So you'll get to see your recordings, all the testimonials, and many of the articles right there. We're still here. We just sort of have a brand new kind of me. And it's exciting for the company. It's exciting for the clay because we've really given the clay wings, allowing her to fly. Because the new company, who is very much in integrity of doing things right, has distribution channels that can immediately get the clay in stores all across the United States. So you may not have to order it online. Check with your local stores. They're going to be in Trader Joe's, any of the health food stores. They should have a pretty good grasp on, particularly the major ones. So start looking for it on your aisle. And remember that if they don't have the size you want, they can order it. When new stores take it on, they only put the small sizes out because it takes shelf space. So you can have them order it, or you can go to the original Living Clay co.com website. You can order it from there. You can call the original 800 number that's on all your jars and things. And you will just be talking to someone in Utah now, and they will send out your order. So that's what's going on here. So let's get on to your questions. I do want you, please help us a little bit in telling people or sending in the new link to the Q&A. We're sending it out to all the people who had signed out before, but since we don't have the aboutclay.com site right now, they're temporarily working on it and it's down. Don't know how to reach people and tell them about the new book site. There's some excerpts from the new book. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be, I think, better, much, much better, much more information, scientific validation, new ways of, easier ways of mixing it and taking it. So it's a brand new kind of clay book. So this is all about a brand new kind of day. Well, I'm going to go over and check on our questions and we'll get started today. Caroline in Bakersfield. Why does the clay sometimes turn a greenish tint? What am I doing wrong? Thank you. You may have a sunny window. If you have it in a kind of a hot place, a sunny window where light gets on it, or under one of those iridescent bulbs, the long light bulbs, and then the light stays on all night, it tends to bring out the natural clay has some blue-green algae in it, since it was in a lake or seabed, and it just brings it out. If you put it in a paper sack overnight, it just goes away. So I learned that by accident and saw some like that in the store and wanted to take it home and see what was causing it. They gave it to me in a brown paper bag. I left it on the table all night. When I got it out, it was back to clay. So something about the lighting in your home, or if you have it sitting in a sunny window, it'll do it too. So try that and see if it doesn't go back to normal. Kim in Austin, is clay good to use for treating sunburns? Yes, ma'am. While I was on my cruise, a lady sent me an email of her son who had gone climbing in the Alps. They were from Switzerland. And he got sunburn on the back of his neck horribly. He was at high altitude and closer to the sun. big blisters on the back of his neck, and he started putting clay poultices on there. And then she showed me a picture last week, and you can't tell he ever had a sunburn. So get it on there thick and cool. If it's still real hot at first, you may want to change it in 45 minutes or so and put fresh cool clay on there. It'll pull the heat and inflammation out. If you get it on quick at night, you can keep it from blistering. Excuse me, I must have a line open here. There. You can keep it from blistering, and it works very, very well for sunburn. So I keep some with me in the summertime all the time, particularly when I'm going to my grandson's ball games. It will actually act as a sunblock, but who wants to go around with dry clay on them? But, you know, if worse comes to worse, you don't have any sunscreen. Clay is a natural sunscreen, just a thin coat. We had a young girl who was running in the Keep Austin Weird 5K run, and she was a redhead and so very fair skin, and her weirdness for the day was to put clay on her everywhere she was exposed to the sunlight. And everywhere that she was exposed that she had clay on, she didn't get a lick of sunburn. We're working on some way to make a good suntan lotion out of it now. We'll keep working on that. All right, let's see. My friend Caro in Chicago. Hi, this one. How much clay bentonite can I give a grandson, 12 years old, that has acidic pH, and how? Give him the liquid clay. I just give him an ounce twice a day, or anytime he gets the, usually it hits you at night. So be sure and take it before he goes to bed. He can take just a sip of water. If the taste is appalling to him, which it really has no taste, but I think it's just looking at it and drinking it and thinking, I'm drinking dirt. That gets to some people. I mix my grandson's in a little bit of apple juice, just enough to camouflage it. He drinks it. He can take a sip of water, but don't drink too much water afterwards because you want the coating effect for all that acidity. And if he starts doing that twice a day, it will probably also help his complexion. He's getting to the age where these kids, if they eat a lot of chocolate and fried foods, going to start breaking out. So keep it in mind for that too. And I think you said too, I think he is underweight too. So the cleaning effect will help him, you know, clean out his colon, so maybe he'll get more energy from the food and nutrition he eats, the cleansing effect of the clay. So let's see how that does. If he needs to increase it to 2 ounces, that's okay too. But I think 1 ounce twice a day will do him just fine. Sandra and Brandon, when will the latest edition of your book be available for purchase? It will be out January 2015. I have a new book website that you can go, and there's some excerpts on there. It's book.com. So instead of livingclaybook.com, it's called theclaybook.com. I wanted to keep it as simple as possible so people could find it. And so if you go to theclaybook.com, you can read some chapters, some excerpts from the new book. And there'll be an order link there. I'm going to get a fulfillment house to take care of it. You'll just order on the website. It'll go to them, and they will ship it out to you. So we'll keep it real simple this time. Kathy in Inglewood, Florida. If drinking clay removed bacteria from the gut, why wouldn't it remove good bacteria as well? I suffer from diabosis and have had a fecal transplant. Should I consume clay? Now, I'm going to have to look that up and get back to you on that. The reason is clay is selective. The bad bacteria has a different charge than the good bacteria. Clay actually has some good microbials that are beneficial to the gut in it, so it helps rebuild the gut flora. And I'm not sure what a fecal transplant is. I guess you didn't have the right bacteria in your gut and they tried to introduce it that way. I'm guessing. I'll look this up. And Kathy, I think I talked to you yesterday, and I have your email address, and I will look it up and answer you that way. Thank you. That's a new one for me. I just need to look up why diastasis, so I'll have a clear understanding. But the clay just seems to help the body. Whatever you're taking it for, it helps the whole body. Most people take it for one thing and they realize a plethora of benefits from it. It's got a wisdom of supporting the body, and it does that primarily through detoxing. When you can get the toxic waste out of your body, your immune system is so much healthier. You're not carrying around extra baggage. When you can alkalize your system and bring it into balance, a balanced body can heal itself. And it's good for stimulating blood flow and bringing oxygen to the cellular level. And this helps all over healing. The clay in and of itself doesn't kill the bacteria. It only captures them and removes them from the body. Because anytime you take clay through the mouth, it just goes through you cleaning house, balancing, and getting rid of the toxic waste and buildup, cleansing the colon of the old crud, and makes you a more efficient machine. You'll have more energy and feel better. Okay, let's go back and see if we have any more questions. Good questions today. I was afraid we wouldn't have many people on, that they wouldn't be able to find us, though we're sending out a notice to the people who had signed up for it. But I'm excited about what the new company can do. They've been very helpful. When you call them, you'll get some uninitiated order taker. It's not like talking to Leslie when you call here, but you can always call me, and my phone number is 512-262-7187 for questions about the clay that if you try to order that they can't explain possibly. They're looking into making some new products. They're excited about developing new products. One of them is a tooth powder or a toothpaste. We're talking about a lip balm possibly, and some other things. They're going to do some improvements to some of our cosmeceutical products. We were working on upgrading them to a better preservative system, and this company has R&D labs, research and development labs. They have the whole kit and computer. They're a big company. It's called Nutraceutical.com. Now, they buy up small alternative health, beauty, and supplement companies. And they're very much in integrity with the FDA. They don't make the healing claims or anything. And you'll also have access to all their lines. The Heritage Company, which was Edgar Casey's company, is selling their products through them. There are a lot of cosmetic companies that are going through them. So if you go to NutraCorp, NutraCorp.com, you can see their old plethora of things. They haven't gotten the clay products. The last time I checked, they hadn't gotten them listed on that site yet. But if you continue to go to livingclayco.com, it'll take you right to the old website where you can order. Your orders will just be going to Utah and be shipped from Utah. So that's that. Let's see if we have any more questions coming in. Looks like we're out of questions for the moment, so I'll just chat a little bit. Let me go over to the phone line and see if anybody on the phone line would like to ask a question. If you'd like to ask a question, or if you'd like to share a win, a testimonial, please click star 2 and that will open your line and I can connect with you. Star 2 on your phone line. The picture the lady sent the other day, I'm going to try to get that on the testimonial site. She had before and after pictures, and her son's, the back of his neck where he got sunburned, was, it had big blisters. I mean, risen blisters all over the back of his neck. It was just a raw piece of meat. And he would put two poultices on at night. Yeah, I told him to rotate them every couple of hours because the first one's going to pull out the heat. Once you feel it getting warm, take it off and put some fresh, cool clay on there. And the sooner you can get it on, the better. And I think he went a day before they contacted me, so it was just amazing. He said, you know, in a week it was all cleared up. So, and he had let it go. If he had got it on there immediately when he got to the house, I don't think the blisters would have ever come up. So, let's see. No one is wanting to talk to me today, so I'll just continue talking. Let me talk a little bit about the new book. I'm very excited about it. I'm sorry it's going to take so long to get out. I'm going to do it through a fulfillment company, and we have a lot of changes to go through, and we thought we'd just wait and launch it on January. So January 1st, it'll be available. This fulfillment company is going to be able to get it into stores, the major bookstores. And it too might be in more places, kind of like the clay. It has so much more new information because I've learned so much in the 7 or 8 years since I wrote the first book. So we've updated the information, updated a lot of protocols. The only thing that's about the same is the chapter that's on the history of the clay and a little bit about the FDA and the future of clay products are a little bit the same, but most of it, the science of clay, understanding how clay works, the energy of clay, all of this is really different than what you've read in the first one, and I'm really excited about it. And, of course, we have more modern ways. When we first wrote the book, the way it was told to me was just sprinkle the powdered clay in your bathtub, and I did that for a while. And my bathtub would have a layer of clay on it, and I'd have lumps in the bathtub, and it was kind of messy that way. And we've learned to mix it in a blender and just pour it in the bathtub, and it's much, much better. And the same way with mixing it, I had a lady call today talking about when she bought the jar of clay at the store, it was very creamy smooth, and there was no grit. And when she mixed it up, there was grit. Well, the way to overcome that is to put it in a blender and blend it on high for 30 seconds instead of mixing it by hand and shaking it. When you mix it by hand and shake it, you're going to have a lot of grit residue at the bottom, which is okay. I don't shake it and drink the grit. I let the grit settle. After I drink it, I may shake it up for a couple of days just to loosen more clay. And when I get down to the grit, I add water to it, and I give it to my plants that just love it. They just bloom like crazy. So you can do it that way. Or my favorite way is 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay in a blender. Blend it on high for 30 seconds. Pour it into your quart jar, and it's good to go and creamy from top to bottom. And we'll stay emulsified. So that's the way I do it. One of the things that is new since I wrote the first book is about being more aggressive on taking the clay internally and using it more for poultices on organs like your liver. If you need to do a liver cleanse, you drink the clay and you put a poultice over your liver, and it stimulates it. Now, when you're doing a poultice, they say, don't do it an hour before or immediately an hour after you eat. So you don't want to do it right around meal times because the liver is working pretty good to clean things out. And so you want to let it do that while it's not being stimulated by the clay. And being more aggressive with the amount that you take. Now, most people start off with the 2 ounces. Make sure that's all right with you. Your body will tell you if you're taking too much. We have some people who are very, very heavily chemically sensitive to anything, and they may start off with 1/4 teaspoon of clay and a glass of water, whatever they need, however you need to do that. But most of them have gradually been able to build up over time and take more. and they are less sensitive to things after taking it a while. Now, with allergies and sensitivities like that, sometimes it may take 6 months before you start noticing the difference. So don't give up on the clay. Is it okay to take dailies? Now, some clays warn you not to take them, you know, take them 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off. It depends on the type of clay you're talking about. And, of course, I'm talking about a triple swelling clay, calcium bentonite clay, and it's a living clay from the smectite family of clays, and it's safe to take. I've been taking it for years and years and years. I mean, it's over 20 years. Yes, I've missed a few days. Sometimes when I'm traveling, I don't want to take the liquid with me, particularly if I'm doing carry-on luggage. I've learned to put some in a bottle and put the clay in there, just measure my clay, and then wait till I get there and add the water. There are lots of ways to skin that cat. But I can't tell you how excited I am about the new book, and I think you'll find it worth the wait. So if you'll be patient with that. In the meantime, there are some excerpts on the about, on the information page was bentonite clay info.com. I have to remember what the site is now, bentoniteclayinfo.com. And there's a place there to sign up for the teleseminars, to sign up for the power hour, teleseminars that we're doing now. So please sign up for those so we have your email address and so we can get the notices out to you, because they're going to be coming from another place. I've got a Facebook page, and we'll be posting some little excerpts and tidbits of information about clay on it. And I don't remember the name of our Facebook page right now, so I'll have to get that to you. Gee, I just went blank. Opening so many accounts has just been kind of crazy. I'm going to run back over and see if we have any more questions. Yes. Kathy sent me a definition of what diasposis is. It's when the bad bacteria has taken over the gut. There's no population of good bacteria. Fecal transplant is infusing tested fecal matter of a host donor who has a huge population of good bacteria in their feces to increase the probiotics in my gut. So yes, definitely, clay will not hurt that. It's not going to get the good bacteria. It is selective and it knows the difference. So I think you'll find it will help maintain that propagation. So good. Thank you for sharing that. Sandra and Brandon, what is the name of the new company? The new company is called Nutraceutical Corporation. Their website is Nutra, NutraCorp.com. NutraCorp.com. And you can either look up Nutraceutical. Now, when you look up Nutraceutical, be sure it's corporation, and there are a lot of people who have websites with the name Nutraceutical. So this one is in Utah. So that'll get you to those. And it's interesting, they have lots of company and lots of products, and so, and I believe they have a special on if you order a certain amount. I think it's $100 worth, you get free shipping anytime. Relatively sure. I haven't ordered from them yet because I had a pretty good supply of stuff. And yes, I have to order my own clay. It's not mine anymore. So, Machine Pepper and Theodore, are there different benefits to using bentonite clay and diatomaceous earth? I'm currently using DE, but have bentonite also. Can they be used together, or would it be a waste of time? Very good question. They do some of the same things, but they are different. Diatomaceous earth kills the bacteria by cutting them up, or the pest parasites. And the benefits are different too. You'll get some good benefits from diatomaceous earth and a whole lot from bentonite clay. Bentonite clay can be used topically. It can be used in the clay bath, and it's a very strong detoxifier. I've never heard of anybody putting a diatomaceous earth mask on. When you mix it, it dissolves very quickly. It doesn't stay in emulsion, and you don't get that creaminess. I would not take them exactly at the same time, because I tried mixing some of them together, and it kept the clay from separating, I mean from staying homogenized. So it caused the clay to separate. I would take one and wait maybe an hour or so and take the other. You might try taking the clay and see if you feel you still need the diatomaceous earth. If you've been using it for a while, I doubt you have any parasites left. But if you do, the clay can clean out parasites too. The parasites crave the clay so much that they let go of the host wall and go to the clay, and they get carried out in the fecal matter with the excess clay. So if they just exit the body, it doesn't kill them. So that's what I would do with that question, and that is a very good question, because they advertise some of them have some of the same benefits, but they act differently in getting it, and I just find the clay superior. You know, try them and compare, find out what's like. But I don't believe you can make a mask or a poultice or anything like that with the diatomaceous earth. When I mixed it, it just, you know, dissolved instantly. There was no paste to it. No clay matter there. Okay, Retta in Atlanta. Will the clay rid parasites? Clay does rid parasites. Internal. I've had a couple of cases. One lady had liver flukes, and when she started taking the clay aggressively, she noticed she was passing them. And she could see them and see the shape and looked them up online and showed me the picture, and they definitely looked like liver flukes. But she was taking like 4 ounces 3 times a day. She had major problems and hadn't been able to get any good results from anything she was taking until she started taking clay. And it gave her back her life. Clay, like I said, carries the parasites out. It doesn't kill them. The diatomaceous earth is supposed to cut them up. Diatomaceous earth is finely ground fossil shells. They have little sharp edges. I don't know how they can cut the parasites and not cut the internal organs, but evidently they don't, or they wouldn't be selling it. So, Patricia in Knoxville, I gave my friend some clay, and it made her constipated for 1 week. What should she do? Sometimes when you first start taking the clay and it's cleaning the lower colon, we are known to carry anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds in our lower colon, depending on our age and our eating pattern over the years. And it's dried out, it's putrefied, it's stuck in those crevices, and it's keeping nutrition from going through. And you're carrying around a lot of extra weight. So when the clay pulls that stuff out, it does make you constipated. You're just putting hard rock crud into the elimination canal. I find if you take over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams, you can take one twice a day, you can take one and a half, you can take two. I like the tablets because you can cut them half and half. But there are a lot of magnesium products, so look on the back and the main ingredient should be magnesium oxide. You don't want a lot of different ingredients in there, just the magnesium oxide. They seem to get oxygen in there, and it loosens up, breaks up the bowel, so they can have a better elimination. Generally, after you've gotten the crud out, people line out, but there are 20% of the population that may have had constipation problems all their life, where their peristalsic muscles have not been functioning good and have gotten lazy and don't function, that still get constipated. So I like the over-the-counter magnesium tablets. It's not a laxative. You can adjust the amounts, find your happy place, And, you know, depending on, I'm one of those people that have been constipated all my life and still am with clay. So I'm not taking laxative. I take the magnesium and I can adjust it. And if I'm eating better, you know, eating more vegetables and things like that, I find I don't need as much. So you can take a little pair of scissors and cut the tablets in half. Very easy to cut in half and monitor your dosage that way. And it keeps me functioning. They say that if after you've done the cleanse, if you're still constipated, there's a imbalance in your digestive system. So something's not working right in there, and it may take the clay several months to balance it out till you get lined out and start going good. Most people start taking clay and notice they're having 3 good regular bowel movements a day. It's an amazing process, but don't be discouraged if you're one of the 20% who stays constipated. Just take some magnesium tablets and keep the flow going. That's the main thing. And it's not the clay causing it. It's a disruption in the gut system. The clay is slippery when it's wet. If you drink it in a little glass, I drink it in a little plastic cup so I can get it all, but it coats the glass. And when you wash it out, you'll notice it's very slippery. It's kind of slick. It's kind of a greasy texture to it. And that's the coating effect that you want in your stomach to help pull out all of that. So I think magnesium oxide would help her, and then she can continue on it. Ashley in Montreal, best ways for making a clay poultice. All right, we're going to talk about a clay poultice. A clay poultice is the clay mask, which is, with the triple swelling clay, it's one part clay to three parts water. And anytime you're mixing clay, particularly the triple swelling clay, do not stir it. If you stir clay, it's going to stick to the spoon and lump. It's like stirring flour and water. It gets dry on the outside, on the inside, and wet in the middle, and it just makes lumps. So if you can shake it or put it in a blender to do something like that. In a blender, you can use 3 cups of water and 1 cup of clay. Blend it on high for 30 seconds. It's going to be pourable at first. Just pour it into a jar real quick or a Tupperware. You don't want a great big Tupperware with a little bit of clay in it because the airspace is going to dry the clay out. So something that's equivalent to... if you're using 3 cups of water and 1 cup of clay, you want like a 3 cup container. And put a lid, you'll have to let it sit for about 15 minutes to swell, finish swelling. It'll thicken. It may not take but 10 minutes, but it needs to finish expanding, and it'll be about the consistency of a pudding or sour cream. And you take that and you want to put it generously over the area. If it's a serious problem, your liver, your kidneys or something, I'd try to put it like a half an inch thick and put some, I like Glad Press and Seal. You can take Glad Press and Seal. With saran wrap, you've got to go around your whole body to hold it in place or cut it and tape it on there, and it can scooch out between the sheets. But with Glad Press and Seal, it's sticky on one side, just slightly sticky. And you can cut a square larger than you need, put it over the clay application, and press the dry edges to the skin. And it will keep the wet clay in place. And you can wear your clothes over it, unless somebody comes up and if you have one on your back, I used to use them on my spine for this pinched sciatic nerve. If someone came up and slapped you on the back, it might squirt out. But otherwise, it will stay in place, and it will stay wet, moist, and it works very well. Back, and what it's doing is pulling the inflammation and the heat out, and helping stimulate the blood flow and oxygen when it's doing that. So it's helping stimulate the organs. Even on your spine, if you have a vertebra out of alignment and it's pinching something, when you put it on there, it's going to reduce that swelling and inflammation. And the inflammation and the swelling is what's causing pressure on the nerve, And for the most part, if it's not, you know, completely out, it will slip back into place. So, that's the way I make a poultice. That's the way I mix the clay, and then I use that Glad Press and Seal. And you can find that in the grocery store next to the Saran Wrap. It's made by Glad. It's called Press and Seal, and it comes in a yellow box with red lettering. I love it. I keep it everywhere. I'm one of these people who I bump my arm, and at 77, I get a big bruise spot if I hit it too hard. And so I will put a glob over it and put a little piece, just a square of the size I need, a Press and Seal over it, and it helps break up that blood clot. Otherwise, they last about a month. Sandra and Brandon, how long after taking a dose of living clay, for example, 2 ounces, does one need to wait to follow up with a glass of water, and how much water should you follow up with? You want to give the clay 30 minutes to an hour to do what it does. Everybody needs to drink water during the day. They say you're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces. So if you weighed 100 pounds, you drink 50 ounces of water a day. And I don't know, there are a few people who are really gung-ho and take care of themselves that do that. You almost have to go around siphoning water all day long, which is good for you. So if you can do that, great. And wait 30 minutes to an hour. You want to give the clay time to work, and it depends on what you're doing with it and what it's needing to be done. Sometimes 30 minutes is enough. Sometimes it may need longer, but you can kind of play with it and see. But do drink water during the day, because it's going to help carry out the die-off in the body. The toxic waste, the kidney and the liver and the lymph glands are supposed to be filters for the toxic waste in our body, but they can't always, this day and time, get it all out, and that's when it's stored in the soft tissues and joints, and after a while it compromises our immune system. We start getting aches and pains, and it's very susceptible to diseases, because we're carrying around that extra waste, and it affects our immune system. Is not able to stay in balance and stay up to par. It's like a car driving with somebody who hasn't changed the oil in forever and ever and ever. And the oil gets real thick, and the car doesn't drive as well. Same type of situation. All right. Kim and Austin. Hi, Perry. Sorry I missed the first few minutes. Did you answer the sunburn question? Also, just letting you know, my psoriasis, is all gone. I did clay baths 2 to 3 times a week, took 4 ounces of clay 3 times a day. I did some poultices as well. I also drank lots of water, of course, and I added a quart of green smoothie per day. Thank you for your advice on this. Well, I'm so happy to hear that. Yes, and you did perfect. You did the perfect thing. You were aggressive with the liquid, aggressive with the baths. You drank a lot of water. And, of course, a green smoothie never hurts anyone. It's always a good way to get nutrition in your body. I know I just got off this cruise, and I really tried to watch what I ate. I didn't fall for the creme brulee. Everybody at my table was eating the creme brulee, and it was so rich. And you know, you're using pure cream and all that, and I avoided the desserts and just ate what I want. Just because it was on my plate, I didn't feel like I had to eat everything. Place where I went a bit little crazy is I don't normally eat breakfast. I kind of drank a little breakfast, and they had wonderful fruit, which I didn't mind eating, and eggs, but the bacon. I was a bacon glutton, so I took my clay with me, and I did drink my clay, but it was so good. And I think I ate a little piece of it, and you know this wasn't a Texas cruise because it didn't have biscuits and gravy, and you can't come to Texas without seeing biscuits and gravy on the menu, and I'm glad they didn't have it because I would have really been tempted. But I did eat a little bit of bread at breakfast, a little roll or croissant or something. So, okay, enough about me. Sandra and Brandon, when mixing with the blender, is it okay to mix with metal blades? it's okay to mix with them. You just don't want to leave it in prolonged contact with them. So after you empty it out, you want to wash those blender blades off. Thank you for reminding me of that. I didn't say that. Same thing when you mix the clay for your bath. Pour it in the bath water. Rinse all of it out as much as possible to get it all in the bathtub. And then take the blades off and just rinse them off before you get into the tub, because it's likely to rust the blades. And you don't want to leave it in prolonged contact. Sharp contact is okay. So anytime you're using something like that, you know, one time we suggest mixing it with a beater, but don't try that because I did, and it splattered all over my kitchen. It's like trying to beat water. It was, you know, it hadn't thickened, and when you turned the beater on, it was, you'd have to put a towel over the bowl, and it was very messy. So blender works great for them. I love it in a blender. When you mix the liquid in the blender, there's no grit. I blend them for about 30 seconds, and it's really smooth and creamy. So try that. Ashley in Montreal, will the new book be sold as an ebook for Amazon Kindle? I'm not sure yet. We're talking about that. I don't think it's going to be really hard to bookmark and know what page to go to look for a certain specific protocol that you want. And there are over 300 protocols, I mean, over 160, I think, protocols in the book. So it's going to be better as a paperback book to be able to thumb through and find what you want instantly without having to flip around. And there's so many of them you may want to look at that you might miss out if it's an ebook. But we're going to start it as a paperback, and we may go to the Kindle. I'd like to get input on that from people who used a research book with Kindle where you went back and looked up a lot of things. I may not be knowing how to use my bookmarks very well, but it seemed like with the clay book, you'd want to bookmark every other page for something or other, the testimonials or the mixing directions, and then you want to go to the Q&A section. There's just so much to bookmark, I don't think it would suffice your needs as well. Sandra Jester in Asheville. Hi, Perry. Could you tell me if the clay will get rid of H. pylori, the bacteria that causes ulcers, and how much should you take? Yes, darling, it will, but you need to be aggressive with it. Start with 2 ounces 3 times a day. Anytime you feel your ulcer kicking up, go and take another 2 ounces. Gradually build up to you're taking 4 to 6 ounces 3 times a day, and it should take care of it pretty quickly if you'll be aggressive with it. You can go to as much as 8 ounces. I feel like with H. pylori, around 4 ounces will take care of it. But anytime you feel that burning or indigestion, discomfort, I don't care if you've already had your clay, go take another little sip of clay, and we'll nip that puppy in the bud. Clarissa in Blanchard, is clay safe to drink while nursing? Also, does it help cavities and inflamed gums? Yes, ma'am, to both. My daughter took the clay while she was pregnant, while she was nursing. I had a testimonial from a lady the other day who drank it all while she was pregnant. And she's had 4 children, said it was the easiest delivery, the healthiest baby, everything about it was good. And it's not going to hurt when you're nursing. Also, it actually kind of will help stimulate the nursing. And you can rub some on your breasts at first when they're tender when you first start nursing, and it also helps bring the milk down. So, and does it help with cavities and inflamed gums? If the cavities aren't too deep, it might repair them. You need to pack the tooth real good with dry powder clay at night. And I say the dry powder because if you put the hydrated clay in there, it's just going to slide right down your throat. So put the powder on there, and the saliva will kind of stick it in place. I put a ridge on the handle of my toothbrush, just a little ridge, and I pull my cheek out. And I usually have to do it a couple of times to get it in the right place and around the tooth. And it'll stick to it pretty quick, and you can just sleep with it in there and then rinse it out and brush your teeth in the morning. the same process. I like to pack my gums periodically. I do it a couple of times a month, whether I need it or not, just to keep the bacteria from getting down in your gums and to tighten your gums back to the teeth. And it does take the inflammation, any kind of inflammation anywhere in the body, the clay is good for it because it reduces that inflammation. It takes the swelling out, and it's bringing the blood flow and the oxygen so healing can begin. So try that. I think you'll be well pleased. I like to put toothpaste on my toothbrush and then dip it into the clay. I've actually made a powder clay that I like, but it's kind of difficult to mix. It's got peppermint oil in it, and you have to put on rubber gloves and break up the little peppermint oil and really mix them real good in the powder. I use a clay, 6 parts of clay, 1 part of baking soda, and I don't really think you need that. And then I use about 3 teaspoons of cloves, ground cloves, just because I like the flavor of it, and some stevia, and then the peppermint. And you only need a few drops of the peppermint oil, but when you drop it in the clay, it's just going to be a lump, and you have to get in there and break those little lumps up. But I put my toothpaste down first because I like the soaking action. I wet my toothbrush, I kind of tap the excess water off, and you can use it in just the powder clay and dip it into the powder clay, and it'll coat your toothbrush. Stick it in your mouth, put the lid back on the jar, and brush away, and your teeth feel like you've been to the dentist. It's not a harsh abrasive, but it has that cleansing effect, and it breaks the buildup that gets on your teeth. I'm brain dead right now. The tartar that builds up on your teeth. So, all right. We're doing good today. Good questions. I am so glad that so many people have found us and that are still connected and coming to it. I'm trying to get everything in place to keep things going as much as possible. We can't use about clay, but the same information and maybe more is going to be on the BentoniteClayInfo.com site. And you can sign up on that or theclaybook.site for both the Power Hour and the teleseminars. So thank you all for listening. I'm not seeing any more questions right now. I'm going to check back with our phone numbers. Anybody on the phone that's just dying to talk to me today? And thank you for the testimonials we've gotten in. Now go get some clay and put it on those places. I've got a hands up. Good morning, Dina. How are you?
I have a question for
hello?
You. Do you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes, my name is Dina. I have a question for you. I'm new to actually bentonite clay, and I was wondering if you have a cyst or anything on your body and you put the poultice clay on, would it leave a hole, or how would that work? Because I heard that.
It usually dissolves it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it would just dissolve
and,
it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just generally, you notice it going away on the cyst.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Good. All right. Okay. Good. I love this phone line. I love the, I'm new to bentonite clay, and it's just so helpful and everything. I just, praise God. I thank God for, everything. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I am too. I'm thankful he made clay for us. I take it.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical companies cannot replicate it. They try, but they are unable to copy
it.
Right. So,
okay,
yeah.
That's good. All right. Okay, nice talking
to you.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. All right. Anyone else online that wants to shout me a hi today? I'm going to switch over and see if we have any more questions one more time. And we don't. So I bid you adieu. Have a wonderful day. And go get some clay and put it on you somewhere. You'll find a benefit for it, I'm sure. Thank you for listening in. Help us pass around the word about the new things. And if anybody knows, I'm losing my webmaster, Cheryl. She's moving and unable to continue helping me. I need somebody to help me make changes on my website. It's a little late in the day to try to teach this dog all those new tricks, and I don't have the components on my computer to do it. So I'm looking somebody can kind of part-time help me monitor and add articles and testimonials and people's names to the list and things like that. So if any of you know anything, if you'd shoot me a phone call or an email, perrya@austin.rr.com. They're on those websites that I gave, the Bentonite Clay Info and theclaybook.com. So thank you for listening in, and have a wonderful weekend. This is Perrya signing out.